Okay, Sunday morning, 4:09:23. We're going to look at infiltration part 7 this morning. This week the Holy Spirit brought a saying. He said it to me a few times and I finally stopped and wrote it down. He said, God's apostles are his generals. All right. Considering our nation and the nations of the world and what we're going through, there are generals, admirals, etc., that are calling the shots. They're following the plan laid out, but there are many griping and complaining about them to hurry up. I'm sure it's the same in the body of Christ. We always want it before the plan can even be carried out. With that, let us not get ahead of the plan ourselves. We have petitions and confessions laid out that the Lord has given us, and we need to stick with it. Remember all those weeks of the Lord telling us to follow the leader. Well, the Holy Spirit is the leader, the general, the admiral, but he has designated offices to carry out his orders through the offices that he has set up in the church. We're going to look at those. Ephesians chapter 2. Starting with verse 19. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together goeth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for habitation of God through the Spirit. So what happens if there's institutions that are not built on the apostles and prophets? Is God going to recognize them? Guess we'll see, huh? Ephesians 4, 7. Just tore my Bible. All right, 4, 7, starting with verse 7. But unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. One more. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 28. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Okay. Going rogue is what has gotten us in trouble as a church. We have looked at a few cases in the Old and New Testament where there was a strategy laid down, and when it is followed, it accomplishes. Do you hear that? If you follow the Spirit, it accomplishes. If you don't, we lose. We go off course. I know in this area out here, one of our biggest problems, in my opinion, is an independent spirit. They don't want to follow orders. You don't tell me what to do. God wants us all on the same page. The military cannot afford to have an independent spirit. We are God's military and his apostles are his generals. Where we go one, we go all. I don't know why he's mentioning this. He knows. The saddest part of the so-called truth or movement for me is that so many are saying so many different things, and that all of that is doing is bringing confusion and fear. We will be so glad when Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, settles it all for everyone. We will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. All right. I put here, not sure whether the Holy Spirit brought that up, but he knows. Tell you what, in the military, you follow the orders. That's just the way it is. And we're a church that follows the orders of the Holy Spirit. Any other plan is not going to succeed. Jesus talked about that in John 10. I think I wrote it down somewhere in here. All right. I've asked you, as you intercede, to write down things that the Holy Spirit shows you so that you can add them to what we speak regarding our confessions and proclamations, for that is our strategy. Whether you realize it or not, these petitions and proclamations are our mapping. We looked at the last time the massive territorial spirit that has ever existed was in Revelation chapter 17, the whore. I mean, she's over multitudes and tongues and peoples, and this thing has gotten so big and so infiltrated. Instead of us infiltrating, it has infiltrated us, and it's everywhere. There's no place that it hasn't been that hasn't caused an effect. All it says is going to cause all to do its bidding. And that's what's been happening for a long time. All right. The beast holds the power over many people and even those that are aligned with God in examples of 501c3. Admiralty Maritime Law. That's the crown that we went back under. Thanks to Ulysses S. Grant, we came back under the crown. And we lost our nation at that time, 1871. I think that's 148 years, something like that, that we've been enslaved. Can't say much about the Israelites being in, you know, Babylon for 70 years. We've been in there a lot longer, double the time. All right. All right, talk about not following the commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus himself. All right. If we had followed the Spirit, we wouldn't be here. Okay, Numbers 33:50. If every apostle, the Lord zoned every apostle to where they are hitting, you know, all over the United States. They each had, like, we're over the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. If that was everywhere and everyone was doing their part like we're doing, we'd see a lot accomplished. They got to know it, though. They got to know they're supposed to do it. I don't think they know they're supposed to do it. Now, if they're an apostle, maybe they... Sometimes I don't think he could help it. Because it seemed like before I ever knew about apostle, I was making petitions and doing it, not knowing anything about it. It was just in me. All right, 33:50. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speaking to the children of Israel and saying to them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. These 34 sites that's fixing to be bombed all over the world, that's part of this. See, we got a president that has an apostle mindset. He wants to take all the land back for all the people. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. like I said, let's get on the boycott train again. What do Christians do today? I ain't never going back. Then they find out, I don't have anywhere to go now. I boycotted everybody. Now I have to add Nike to the list and Bud Light. But I don't drink Bud Light. I don't drink any beer, any drinks. But there's two companies. But you got Christians proclaiming from the rooftop, boycott! Why? Do you want it to be where you have no place to go? He didn't say boycott. He said go in, take the gospel to all the nations. In other words, that's how we infiltrate and take the land. We take it for the kingdom of God, not for our own selfishness. And then ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by a lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. Is it pricky and vexy right now? Is it awful? Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, it's some prick in your eye and thorn in your side. And shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Who do we have to blame for the problems that we have? I think it be us. These were not just idols to be destroyed, like art, stone, statues, buildings, high places, but demonic entities. It was the demonic entities and their influence on the inhabitants of the land that caused them to rise up their high places. That's what was going on with Nimrod. That influence after the flood. And it's just been the same thing. People might disagree, but we're dealing with the same Nimrod bunch that they dealt with. It's the same old stuff. Over and over and over and over and over again. Satan doesn't have any other plan other than that. To best God, and he ultimately wants to take over heaven, which we know will not happen. God says, you're going to the pit. You want to go up, but you're going down. All right, Ephesians 6. Right here, let me look at what verse it is. This is verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why he's saying, now you take and put on the whole armor of God and stand. And when you've done all to stand, stand. You don't let them run you off, you run them off. God stayed upset with Israel mainly because of this. The first two commandments dealt with this. This is Deuteronomy chapter 5, and I want to look at it. Nothing's changed. We still have the... Is it in D.C. where that Ark of Baal is? Or is it... They're placed all over the world. Some places they've erected that awful Baphomet statue. All right, starting with verse 6 there of chapter 5. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them to serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So idolatry. That was the biggest problem. All right, they stayed in trouble most of the time over just these two things alone. I would say that today we cannot point a finger. Look at what has happened. You can go to any state capitol and see Masonic images. I know the federal court there in Midland, it's got the All-C9, the pyramid. It's got all the Masonic garbage on it. Probably any federal court will. Yeah, it's got all the signs. All right. We have boycotted and made ourselves an island instead of taking the gospel into the nations. Instead of infiltration, we have resorted to isolation. Our little complex out here, we're going to build all our own shops and all our own stuff, and nobody in the world can come. Just us. Is that what he said, dude? Have our drama so a few fish might jump in the boat. Instead of Jehovah Rapha, it is Big Pharma. See, we've substituted brass for gold. Most of the church, the witchcraft of Big Pharma is their holy grail. The Christian programmers I hear, they're all waiting for the med beds. To say that God uses medicine is to say that he uses witchcraft, as far as I'm concerned. If you are directed to go by the Holy Spirit, then go. God does not use medicine or Big Pharma. People do. God doesn't use it. He doesn't need it. But if he tells you to go, you go. Because he knows where you are. If you're making a concentrated effort to follow the Spirit and come out from the system, he will help you. Isn't this how we got in this mess in the first place? Instead of trusting God, we started to trust man that built these Nazi World Order institutions. It's always been Nazi World Order. It's never been New World Order. Like I said, HW was a sure. Was it Scher? Scherf. Okay. He's not a Bush. He's a Scherf. That's a German. Antichrist rises up out of Germany. Instead of trusting God, we started to trust man that built these Nazi World Order institutions. If God allows you to use meds, then it's you using them, not God. He will work with those trying to get off this system. Some are not there yet. He did miracles for the children of Israel coming out of this same system. If he can, and this isn't us changing. This is just normal human people coming out. This is what God did for them. This is Psalms 105, 37. He was trying to help them come off the system and trust him. 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. What are we hearing right now? All 24/7, silver and gold, silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Supernatural restoration in finances and health. We should expect no less. All right, 103. Under the system, we have benefits, right? They make you through Obamacare. That's something we need to speak the heck out of here. Benefits. These are God's benefits. 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Here they are. Who forgives all thy iniquities. That's sins. Heals your diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. That's deliverance. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Favor. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Great teeth and gums, and good food, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. What? Youth renewal too? This wasn't the 1,000-year reign of Christ. This was them coming out. This was a reset. God did all these things for them. Well, what a benefit package. Now that's the kind of benefits I'm talking about. Right there, the child of God. Witchcraft can do a little stuff, but that's not God's way. And it doesn't last. See, they're like the little lady with the issue of blood. She had spent all that she had, but was no better, but grew worse. There's Big Pharma. They start shooting you up the moment you're born to try to weaken your immune system and cause you to be sick all your life. I got a grandson with that ADHD because of vaccines. Each generation, they get more and more and more. We were blessed because we didn't have that many. Also, all this is to keep you dependent on the system. Why? Money, money, money. That's what it's about. He reestablishes this to help us bring us out of the system. The counterfeit, the system that keeps you sick and keeps you broke. And all she had, no better, but grew worse. The Lord showed me the tester are scam machines. They're tricks. Lights and bells and whistles that go off when you have this and when you have that. Every once in a while, they let one slip through. Sort of look like, you know, they're legit. All right. God is the leader. He's the healer. Jehovah Rapha. He was Jehovah Rapha in the Old Testament. And he's Jehovah Rapha in the New Testament through Jesus, who took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses on his back. By his stripes, you were healed. What does were mean? You were. Not going to be, you were. All right. Jesus is our healer. He took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses. All we must do is believe and act like we believe. Believe and act like you believe. Now, there's some people that are never going to do that. God will meet them where they are. That's all I can say about that. All right. We try to help them all we can. The end goal here is dependence on God and His Son and no longer depending on the system. We need to stay with speaking the end of Obamacare. We should not have to carry the beast benefits when we have God's. On anything. How do we get in this miserable state? Wicked leaders, for one. All right, 2 Chronicles 28. I feel like I'm just ranting and raving today. Oh, Lord, help us. All right, this is 2 Chronicles 28, 16. At that time, King Ahaz sent unto the kings of Assyria to help him. For again, the Edomites had come and smitten Judah and carried away captives. You know who the Edomites are, right? Esau, Edom. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the Low Country and of the south of Judah and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Socho with the villages thereof and Timnah with the villages thereof. Gimzo also in the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. For God, the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord. And Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came unto him and distressed him, but strengthened him not. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of the Lord and out of the house of the king and of the princes and gave it to the king of Assyria, but he helped him not. And in the time of his distress did he trespass yes more against the Lord, that is the king Ahaz. Well, you know who his wife was, Jezebel. For he sacrificed unto the gods of Damascus, which smote him. And he said, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, therefore will I sacrifice to them that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of the Lord and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of God and shut up the doors of the house of the Lord and made him altars to in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every several city of Judah he made high places to burn incense unto other gods and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Yeah. Israel went into exile for 70 years over this. Now we wonder why we're in exile. We are. We're not against people, but it is time to starve the beast out. And I don't mean by boycotting. We can't do it by boycotting, for they will never go away. But we must infiltrate as the Holy Spirit leads us to do so. Not just speaking a bunch of junk, but speaking by the Spirit of God. We want things to create, right? We want to create the kingdom of God. And get rid of the kingdom of darkness. The land does not belong to the beast. It belongs to the children of God, the heirs of Abraham, according to promise. Okay, Galatians. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right. Just a minute, we're going to look at Abraham. Genesis 13. Starting with verse 14. This is after Lot vacated, you know. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. See, that's what I mean. The Lord wants us looking out northward, southward, eastward, westward. He doesn't want us. Well, we're going to take care of us, Thor, no more. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. There you are. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. He wanted him to expand. What was the commission in the garden? Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish and sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed him and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Who's in charge of all of that right now? You got it. Admiralty Maritime Law. Fishing game. Name it. Name it. Name every permit and stuff they stuck on you to glean money from you. What's the problem? We haven't taken dominion. See, we have to take dominion. You could start. You could dig out in your wallet or your purse, your driver's license, your Social Security card, get out your birth certificate. Right there alone. Taxes on your house that you already paid when you bought it. illegal taxes that are not even United States. They're out of Puerto Rico. It funds the deep state. It funds trafficking children. It funds adrenochrome. It funds every evil and wicked thing on the face of the earth. Our money. Ahaz, what he did, corrupted all of Israel. All right. We have to start taking back our territory. Didn't the Lord say to you, start where you're at and work your way out? Just the simple things, the regulations you have to do around here just to operate. All the stuff we have to go through just to operate, just your simple household. They regulate every source of energy you've got, your water, your everything. They have gouged us backwards and forwards. Is that enough pricks, thorns in your side and pricks in your eyes? It's just like this all the time, just gouging you, gouging you, gouging you. We got to start somewhere. All right, Deuteronomy 32. We want to tax the rain that falls on your property. If they could, they'd tax the air you breathe. Yeah, the rainwater is against the law. Yeah. 32:8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. God has a portion for every person. God given. That they can't come on your property and tell you nothing. Nothing. In fact, you can get your gun out and say, you step one. One more step, Father, and I'll blow your head off, and you'd be within your rights. All right. The heathen nations did not honor God, and they did not honor that the land belonged to the children of God. They disregarded God. Who does that sound like? They listened to the devil. We don't honor that Hebrew God. All right, 1 Kings. Everything that affects your life, that's a good place to start. Which that's a lot. 20:28. The subtitle here says, Israel Victorious Again. And there came a man, verse 28, of God, and spake unto the king of Israel, and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. In other words, they've taken over the valleys. And they pitched one over against the other 7 days. And so it was, when the seventh day of the battle was joined, the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day. But the rest fled to Aphex into the city, and there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and came into the city into an inner chamber. They had to chase them out. No, you're not taking the valleys. The Lord's given us the valleys too. We've let them have our ground, and we didn't even realize it. Well, when you're born in bondage, it's hard to see you're in bondage, right? All right, this was a strategic plan from God to give the land back to those who he gave it to. Heirs according to promise, Abraham. The days of Elijah the prophet was the dealing with the beast. God gave him a strategic plan in taking out one of their high places. This is 1 Kings chapter 17. All right, verse 1. The Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. God dropped sanctions on them just like he did in Egypt. Just like President Trump did. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And because of these sanctions, it affected their own people. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get there to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as he was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, and I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things, well, I mean, I'm not going to read that. We're going to skip over to chapter 18. So even though this woman honored the prophet and God provided, even with the rain being held back and they didn't have the crops that they needed to have and all the things, but they had to place the sanctions because of the wicked. It's about the only thing that gets their attention. All right. This was a strategic plan from God to give back the land to his people. All right, go to 18, 21. You could say this is the rods of God. You know, they're talking about the 34 different locations around the world that they're going to take out with the rods of God. Right here. And Elijah came up unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it, and lay it on wood and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. Call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from the morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. It came to pass, then midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any answer nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar so great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. He said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. The water ran round about the altar and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and now that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let none one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. But this is the key. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. What happened when those prophets of Baal were dealt with and that demonic stronghold was broken? Started to rain. Started to rain. Okay. This was a strategic plan by God to give back the land to those that deserved the land. The days of Elijah the prophet was dealing with this beast system. God gave him a strategic plan of taking out one of their high places. So God applied sanctions, much like he did with Pharaoh, but he provided for his people during that time, or those that believed the prophets. Just like he raised up Elijah to deal with the beast, he continued to raise up others to keep taking down their high places. All right, one more scripture here, Jeremiah 50. Jesus is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's performing today just like he did then. All right, this is chapter 50, starting with verse 1 there. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations, and publish it, set up a standard, publish it, conceal not, say, Babylon is taken, Baal is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and the time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them had devoured them, and their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrow shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil, her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. So God's going to restore the land. That's what these end time events are all about. Whether we see it the way it's written in the Bible or not, it is. That's what's happening. All right. Continues today, and we're all part of it. Let us stay on target, following the Holy Spirit and taking the land. Let us instruct us. How do we do this, Lord? How do we take these things back? Even if we just do the stuff that's affecting us. Our own county, our own city, our own state, which a lot of our proclamations are over the state of Texas. And the things that we mapped are in the state of Texas. The state capitol and, you know, the federal court there in Midland. All right.